Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coach, how many times have you said the name Saquon Barkley in the last few months?
Well, I wish I could be saying it for the year on my own campus. I'm a lot.
Yeah, Coach, it's fun to talk about Saquon because, you know, this is Buckeye country here. There's no doubt about that. And we've had our fair share of Saquon over the last couple of seasons. And, you know, fans here are excited about him. A lot of Browns fans want the Browns to take him number one overall. It depends on how things shake out. I would rather them take a quarterback, but who knows how things play out in this draft. What say you? I mean, you're obviously very high on him. He's your guy. Is he worthy of the number one overall pick? What would the Browns be getting if they draft him?
Well, you know, I'd say a couple things. I think number one, if there was a no-brainer quarterback out there that you just felt like, was Peyton Manning, something like that, then yeah, I get it. But I don't know. Everything I've seen and everything I've heard, there's question marks and concerns, and there's not really a no-brainer. And there's a lot of guys that are making an argument that, there's not a whole lot of difference between the top four quarterbacks out there. It's kind of you're unsure on all of those. And I just know that, this guy is a freak. He's a physical freak, but he's a better human. And I know coaches say that all the time, but I'm telling you, as good of a player is that he is, he's a better person. He's kind. He's caring. He's thoughtful. He's intelligent. He's the ultimate team guy. He's special. I mean, I've been doing this for 24 years at every level, college as well as the NFL, and I've never seen anything like it. So, if you're the Browns and you got two picks, and you could take a guy that not only has got first round talent, but has got first round character. With the number one pick and then still feel pretty confident that you're going to still be able to get a quarterback with the fourth pick. And, you already made a trade and got a quarterback that's won, in your organization. I feel pretty strongly about taking Saquon based on everything that I know.
We're talking with Coach James Franklin. Coach, I can't be talked out of a quarterback personally at one, but you make a pretty compelling case, obviously, for Saquon Barkley, and it is entirely possible that the Browns could take him at four if they did take a quarterback at one. What makes him stand? You talk about you've never seen anything like it. Obviously, there's a number of really good backs recently that have come out of college, Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, Kamara last year, Kareem Hunt. The list goes on and on. What makes him stand out to you as a player? You talked about the person, which is very important. But as a player, what do you think makes him stand out from the other special running backs in the league?
Well, first, let me respond to what you said, and let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, I like this.
Number one, I don't think he'll be available at four.
You may be right.
From all the feedback I'm getting, I don't think he's going to be available at four. My question to you is, which quarterback do you feel strongly enough to take at number one?
Who's the
clear-cut quarterback of all those guys that you think is the guy I'm taking number one, that his film, that his character, that his testing numbers, that his workout all says he's a first-round draft choice? The first pick of the draft.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I don't have access to all that information like you or John Dorsey, the GM of the Browns, would. But based on the information I have, I do think Josh Rosen is that kind of guy. I know other people think Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. But ultimately, even if we all said that Saquon is the best prospect in the draft, I think ultimately in the NFL you win with quarterbacks. Now, I think if you don't think any of them are good, then you pass. But if you think one of these quarterbacks is worthy of a top five pick, I think you have to go quarterback over running back in that situation.
Let me say this to you. John Dorsey's a good friend of mine. We were together in Green Bay. I know John very well. I agree with you. I mean, if there is a quarterback that you think is your franchise quarterback for the next 10 years, and he's a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, then there's no doubt about it. I don't disagree with you. I just don't know if there's that. There's knocks on all these guys. And that's my thing that I would make the argument to you about Saquon. I don't think you can find anybody that has a knock on Saquon Barkley from what I've seen and heard. I mean, his testing numbers, his body type, his film, his character, there's no one that says we really like Saquon Barkley, but he's got character issues. Or we really like Saquon Barkley, but he doesn't have the body that's going to hold up. Or we really like Saquon Barkley, but his 40 wasn't. I mean, literally, if you are building a Frankenstein running back, he's got all of the things that you're looking for. So that's my argument, and that's what makes him so special is there's been running backs that have great film and in great testing numbers, but they got character issues. Or there's been great running backs that have great character and great film, but they didn't test as well. That's the thing about Saquon is he's got all the things that you say you're looking for. You know, you want a big back. Well, he's 233 pounds. Well, we want a guy that can, you know, that can go 80. He can go 80. He's got the top end speed to do that. He's got one of the best pro agilities and quickness and lateral movement and yak yards that you've seen on tape. So that's my argument about Saquon is there's not anybody that really has any knocks on him, whether these are coaches, whether these are scouts, or whether these are media people. You don't say that. The quarterbacks, there's all some people that have some knocks on those guys in some areas. But I don't disagree with you at all. If there's a quarterback that you feel like is a franchise quarterback for the next 10 years that has a chance to take you where you want to go, there's no other position to feel that's going to impact your organization like a quarterback.
What about the guy that you guys had to go up against last year in the Rose Bowl, Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously Sam is very, very talented. Sam Darnold 2 years ago, you know, throw into, you know, Schuster and some of the guys that he was, you know, throwing to in the offensive line. He is talented. He is big and strong and mobility. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not going to sit here and critique any of the other players, you know, because that's not my place. My place is to talk about my guy. Yeah, there's no doubt. Sam Darnold is a really, really impressive guy that has a lot of the tools that organizations are looking for. There's no doubt about it. Impressive guy.
We're talking with Penn State head coach James Franklin, and I love the way coach is I shouldn't even say defending. It's not like we have a beef with
think
Saquon
about this.
Barkley.
Think about this, though. Yeah. He's going way over and above Saquon, which is
I love
which
it.
Is
I love
big.
It, coach. And I think you know, it's not that we don't think Saquon's amazing
he's awesome.
All these things you say. It's just about the position, and you even said it yourself. If there's a guy you believe is going to be the next franchise quarterback, you got to take him. And I do agree with you. If John Dorsey doesn't believe that any of these guys are franchise quarterbacks, then you don't take him, and you take Saquon Barkley, or you take the best defensive player, whoever you think it's going to be, no doubt about it. But
I guess
it'll come down to what Dorsey thinks.
Just like I was talking about the running back position and Saquon, if you had a quarterback that had the body type that you were looking for, that had the touchdown to interception ratio that you were looking for, that had the completion ratio, the completion percentage that you were looking for, that made his team better and had the win-loss record as a starter, that had enough years of film that you got a true evaluation on this guy, that had the character background that you're looking for, a guy that's got a reputation of being a great guy and a great teammate and being coachable and all those things, then great. But I think a lot of the guys you're talking about, some of them don't have the completion percentage that makes you get excited, or some of them don't have the touchdown to interception ratio that gets you excited, or some of them don't have the body type that gets you excited, or some of them don't have the character. Or I've heard knocks on all those guys, and that's my thing about Saquon. I haven't heard anybody find a knock on the guy.
We're talking
and,
Penn State
and I think
coach.
The other thing I would say, Sorry. The other thing I would say is this. I think what we're all trying to do in college football, what we're all trying to do in the pros, what we're all trying to do in any business is reduce risk. When you're making a decision like that, you're trying to reduce as much risk as you possibly can. So when you're you know, all these players are great players, obviously. So you're trying to list out the traits and the characteristics that you know, that you've evaluated, and you say, hey, you know, we love this guy, but why is he only throw 52% completion ratio? Or we love this guy, but he's only 5'11". Or we love this guy, but he's only this or that. And that's what you're trying to do.
Right.
He's trying to reduce risk. So if you got a running back that there's not a red flag on him, and he's a freak in terms of all his testing numbers, and there's people out there saying the best running back they've seen since Adrian Peterson, that's all I'm saying for my argument. And yeah. Am I passionate about my guy? And am I biased
sure.
about my guy? There's no doubt about it. But I've been doing this 24 years, and he is a special, special talent, and he's going to make your locker room better from day one.
We're talking with Penn State head football coach James Franklin. Coach, how do you see him in the NFL? Because there are times where, you know, he may not have a ton of carries or he doesn't have a ton of yards in a certain game, but he makes a play on special teams with the kickoff return, or he catches a pass or a bunch of passes out of the backfield. Obviously, he does it all very, very well. Can he be that bell cow back? Is that in him to carry 25 times or 20 times a game or something like that in the NFL?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I guess how I would describe him is I look at him as like a Marshall Faulk type of back. He's a guy that not only can you use him in the run game, but you can use him in the pass game. And he's got elite ball skills. You know, he's really worked on route running. So you're going to be able to use him in so many different ways. And I think that's where the game has really evolved. This isn't, you know, this isn't the Browns with Jim Brown lining up an eye and handing the ball to him every
sure.
single play. The game has evolved and it changed. That's what makes him so valuable, because he can do so many different things for your organization and for your club. And really, that's how people want to use their backs as well. So they're not just getting pounded on every single play. People forget. You know, when I took over this program, we were on sanctions and 65 scholarships my first 2 years. And the area that we were probably the weakest was on the offensive line. So, you know, I love our offensive line, and I'm appreciative of what they've done for us. But Saquon Barkley has not played behind an offensive line in our program where our offensive line was one of our strengths. You know, he was having to create things and make plays where I watch tape, and there's backs in this country that put up huge numbers, but a lot of those guys were never getting touched until they got to the second level. You know, Saquon, you know, helped us get through a very tough time at Penn State and a position that we were still evolving. I'm excited right now. I think our offensive line has a chance for the first time since we've been here to be a strength for us. Saquon never had that. You know, so I think people forget that. I mean, I watch, you know, like Stanford, for example. You know, David Shaw is a really good friend of mine. They've done a great job of recruiting and developing an offensive line. And I watched the tape. You know, their running back had an unbelievable year and put up great numbers. But, you know, he's on the safeties before anybody's ever even touched him. And Saquon
sure.
wasn't in those situations. So I think you get Saquon behind the line. You know, from everything I know, you guys have got a pretty good line. I know you lost a damn good one, but, you know, you guys got a good
yeah,
line. And you put him behind a good line in the NFL, you're going to get special. You're going to get some special production.
Hey, Coach, this has been awesome talking about Saquon. On a personal note, I want you to know that I grew up going to every Penn State game for 4 years. My older brother was a letterman, 3-year starter back in the late 90s, and he is – excited as all get out that you got the program back going in the right direction.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. We got a good thing going. We're getting better.
Yeah.
You know, we still got a lot of work to do. You know, you guys are obviously in Ohio, and I got tremendous respect, you know, for Ohio State and their program and what Coach Meyer's been able to do. And, you know, we're just working really, really hard to make all the Penn State people proud out there and represent the Big Ten the right way. And try to make things difficult one time a year, and you know, on those Buckeyes. But I got so much respect for their program and what they've done.
You've made it really difficult on us the last couple of years,
right?
Let's be honest.
Well, people forget, you know, the year you guys won the national championship, you know, double overtime. You know,
yeah.
know, that was an interesting game, you know, as well. So it's been a good series, and really I think this is good for college football. I think it's good for the Big Ten. I think it's good for both programs.
Coach, great stuff, man. We appreciate your love for your guy, and obviously you did a great job of not that he needs to be sold, but you did a great job of selling him. We appreciate the time.
If you can't tell, I got a man crush on Saquon Barkley.
That's all good, as it should be, Coach. Thanks
all
for
right,
joining
Coach,
us.
Thanks so much.
See you guys.
All right, Coach James Franklin of Penn State.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.